Peter Gigoni, Northeast Seafood Coalition. just to the motion, we oppose the motion as probably the least favorable option of the options available. I think this doesn't get to the problem at all, and certainly we don't think a solution is to crush the scallop fleet. That's why we're trying, but we don't see the alternatives or what you have before you right now as saving anyone at this point. What's killing us is the 218 metric ton. So we oppose the 90% for this, just to put that clear on the record. Northeast Seafood Coalition members collectively have approximately 77% of Georgia's Bank Yellowtail PSC. It equates to next to nothing at this level. So when we talk about need, you've got a directed yellowtail fishery that's been basically on hold for 4 years, and it's been in a steady decline based on the ACLs. So that fleet pretty much is tied up. Unless they own multiple boats and multiple permits, they're tied up. So when we talk about need, these guys, all they got right now is that little bit of lease value that they got out of that fish. The other thing is when we get down to 218, no one's done an analysis, as Maggie just pointed out. What happens if the haddock fishery shows up again on Georgia's Bank, especially in the south, you know, the shoal of water in the southeast pot? That's going to require, even with the best selective gear, a little bit of yellowtail. Half a basket, quarter of a basket, a basket. That adds up. We're not catching any of our haddock tack right now, and if we don't, we're going to lose this ground fishery. So giving away potentially all of the yellowtail for next year basically surrenders to having no haddock fishery on Georgia's Bank. I mean, I can't even imagine how we could have a preferred alternative on the table with those kind of consequences not even been evaluated yet at this point. At the very least, rather than considered but rejected, it shouldn't be voted up. The underlying problem of the science, I think Dave Gaethel gave probably the best explanation I've heard of where the SSC was. I was at that meeting. A few of us were. And they certainly suffered over the fact of the uncertainty in the assessment. We do wish that they had rejected the assessment altogether if they had the standing to do that, because certainly to have that kind of discussion, to say that the uncertainty was so wild that if the fish are in the way by accident with all incentives removed, then so by damn, you know, we had a bad assessment. We were wrong on the low side. And if you don't catch them, then there's no problem. That's where they came up with the 1150. So we oppose this motion and we hope that there'll be other motions that come up, and I think we want to be very creative. I think it's going to take looking at the scallop AMs again, not releasing them, but different ways to move these triggers around. I think this is going to take some real thought between the two plans to make something work to have any hope of these two fisheries surviving next year.